we talked last Friday, Denise, and we should get an update from you because I'm sure that a few others were also partaking in the experience of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yesterday it was, oh, my gosh, it was amazing. It was over two hours, 20 minutes-ish of just constant music. They didn't even take a break. It was just, you know, you played that,
Wizards in the Winter.
They played that, and as you played that, I could just see the lights flashing all over again because the laser show and the pyrotechnics and all of the whole experience is just beyond phenomenal.
They really took it to a new level when they started doing that, I think.
Oh, yeah. They did.
Was it an entire Christmas show, or did they mix in?
No, they actually, what they do is they've got a story that they go through, and so it's the Ghosts of Christmas Eve. And it takes kind of through the story of this girl who runs away from home and she wants to get back home for Christmas. And so there's that. And then once that story is concluded, then they go into just playing more music. But they also, they play from some of the other albums. And last night they played two songs that I'd never heard before. Hmm. One was from an album that Paul O'Neill had done before Trans-Siberian Orchestra. It was a rock opera that he did with another group. And it was from an album called Streets. And so that was really pretty phenomenal, too. Everybody had their, you know, their flashlights out and waving and doing all that kind of stuff. But they also played music from Beethoven's Last Night and Night Castles.
Wow.
And just, yeah. And those are just, they give me chills. I just love them.
And this was, the DeVos Place in Grand Rapids, right?
Nope, it was at Van Andel.
Oh, sorry, Van Andel.
And it was quite full. Yeah.
Wow. And you went to the afternoon show.
Went to the matinee because I did need to get home and get to bed.
That's right.
And I still was kind of late getting home last night, but it was all right. We had just a wonderful afternoon. And the amazing thing was we were walking out at about 5:30 and people were lined up to get in for the 7:30 show. So they were already lined up.
2 hours in line. Wow.
Yeah. They were lining up to walk in. So.
And this isn't the first time, right? You've seen him a couple of times, Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
Yep. I actually, the show, the last time I saw the show, they were still doing the old, Lost Christmas Eve.
Okay.
So that was a different story, similar, but a different story that they had done, so.
Well, they had the Christmas trilogy of albums, I know that.
Right.
And that's impressive stuff.
That's cool.
It is.
It's interesting
really
about the Paul O'Neill because what he passed away just a few years ago.
Well, that was the tribute that they did from the Streets album, and it was really cool. Really cool.
I'm guessing a few folks from the area besides you were probably traveling to enjoy the festive atmosphere of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Bill O'Reilly needs to hear some Trans-Siberian Orchestra. What would Bill say about Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
We need to get him tickets to a show. That would just probably cheer him up and bring him into the Christmas spirit.
Then again, maybe we don't want to know what he'd say.
No, maybe not.
Those long hairs.